I just discovered a great deal. I've been so happy recently, and all because of nutrition. It all started with figuring out how to consume dairy products in a manner that I can handle, my body can handle it, and then realized that, yeah, I kind of knew from time to time on rare occasion that I've been a lifelong anemic person, but I never did anything about it because I never liked iron. It's the dairy that got me to appreciate iron. So now I can take iron in any quantity that I want, and I'm taking enough now to actually be happy because I'm taking the right amount for my needs at this time. And I'm so deficient, a whole lifetime of going without. You can imagine I'm making up the difference. So, isn't that fantastic? It's the most fantastic. I think it is. I think it's the most fantastic thing I could have come up with. I mean, and all because I figured out how to process dairy in the kitchen using kitchen processes such that I can digest it. Now, I stopped appreciating dairy milk when I was 15. By the time I reached the age of 15, which is 51 years ago, it tasted like plastic. It had no sweet taste whatsoever, and it felt like plastic. Actually, it tasted like nothing, and it felt like plastic because I wasn't digesting it. I didn't have the enzymes in my saliva anymore to handle it. So I gave up drinking it. You know, I mean, I didn't know there was a way to take it. So there is. So my latest recipe, I think I posted it on one of the spaces in Quora Nutrition or something. I make paneer out of it using either citric acid powder or lemon juice. A minimum, just the minimum, just enough to curdle it. And then I add borax, just enough to neutralize the acidity of whatever I used to curdle it. And I drink the whey. I separate, you know, the curds from the whey. I drink the whey. I eat the curds. I mix the whey 50-50 with fruit juice. I have the curds with a meal. And I'm telling you, it's like fantastic because I can take any quantity of iron and it doesn't bother me. Instead of getting me upset, because that's what used to happen when I would take iron supplements, I'd get so angry. Well, I'm already angry. So it was bringing out something that already was there. But I guess taking dairy now, I'm not angry. And so I can take all this iron and instead be happy. Isn't that fantastic? So last night, because I was taking 50 milligrams a day for the last few days, I realized I was not getting enough. So I took 5 capsules. I took 125 milligrams to make up the difference, to catch up. So I don't know how much I'm supposed to take, something more than 50 milligrams a day for the time being, because I have this horrible neurological condition which iron corrects. It's the only thing that corrects it. My feet want to cramp up in the middle of the night, something horribly painful, and I can't, I end up injuring my muscles in my feet. So iron corrects that. So isn't that amazing? I think it's truly amazing. And aside from milk, oh, and I have to use lactose-free milk. So I'm drinking a lot of whey and more than I can possibly process from milk. I'm getting like a backup of curds that I can't eat fast enough to match the amount of whey that I drink. So I ordered some whey powder online, and obviously I'm going to have to process it. So I have some lactase drops that I bought them a long time ago. So I'm going to try to use it. I'm going to mix up the whey powder with the water and add in the drops. And it says to wait 24 hours for it to process. I'll see if it works. I don't know. I hope so. And what else? And I'll continue to buy the lactose-free milk in order to make the curds. Because I can't get, you know, curds made with either citric acid or lemon juice and borax. I mean, come on, you know, I'm not going to find that anywhere. So I still have to make my own curds, and I have to make the whey also for my needs. So I still have to do processing, but all so that I can take iron to my heart's content. Any amount of iron I want to. And, oh, well, and then I also have to make sure I take magnesium all day long, magnesium glycinate, just like I'm getting iron glycinate, to make sure I have bowel movements, because I'm always constipated. And occasionally I have to take calcium citrate because I get stomach cramps on occasion, and that seems to alleviate it. So I still have, you know, my various supplements I got to take, but I think my liver will heal, because I've had a lifelong issue with my liver not handling poisons very well. I mean, I was born that way. And yet, the liver is capable of a certain amount of regeneration, I would suspect, because it's so large. I don't know. I may be happy because my liver is in better shape now, so that I can enjoy life and instead of suffering all the time. I'm so tired of suffering. But I was born this way, and nobody paid any attention to me, so that's why it's taken so long for me to figure this out. It really has been mind-blowing. I mean, two-thirds of a lifetime at least, you know, just to figure out what I'm supposed to do when it comes to eating to be happy. I mean, I still have to avoid gluten, you know, so because I'm allergic to wheat anyway, and I can't digest gluten very well. So that's okay, you know, there are a lot of gluten-free products around. I love beans, because they're gluten-free automatically, right? And I'm staying away from soy milk because I'd have to process it. I'd have to curdle it, and that's just like getting tofu, you know? So, yeah, I may have to take the... it'll get in the way of eating dairy curds, so I really don't need soy anymore. But other beans I enjoy, all the other ones. Anyway, oh well, that's life, right? Better late than never? I suppose so. Then I can die happy this way, I hope.